Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Sharp Betting in the Morning. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome in. Just a couple of days away from the summer blockbuster, Top Gun. It's back. I've heard it's there's a lot of odes to the first one. Also appears to be a movie that you must see in the theater to get the full effect of Top Gun being out.
So you can hear the jet engines like roaring.
Yeah.
Are you guys going?
I don't know, man. My man Kyle. Bless his heart. Trev is on a slippery slope. First he gets rid of the balloons. What's next? The football and wrestling programs? Not today, Kyle. Not today.
Yes, Kyle, not today. Not today. We've already moved on.
I need help.
We're already moved on to something else.
Wow.
Wait till we start talking about season tickets.
Oh.
All right, coming up.
We did talk renewal rate.
92% sounds right in the current climate.
That's actually pretty good.
They have made it. I renewed mine. They have made it a little bit easier to change seats this year. They had a choose your seat program if you wanted to upgrade or move from where you currently are. And it was a really, really easy process. Like they have made, I mean, they have to, because people are like, you know what, I might have other options, and you're not winning, and I'm not paying this amount of money for not my own personal return on investment. Is they have come a ways in their ticketing department in terms of the relationship with their ticket holders. But at some point, you do have to make back again in this state.
So maybe Trev can keep his job?
Yeah, I think he can keep it for another day. Where you keep the season ticket, because your mom still has season tickets.
Yeah.
We
probably need to call her anyway, Shane.
Where you, the season ticket is still special. Like, until things on the field improve, you still, having a Nebraska season ticket is like stature.
Yeah.
You know, in your neighborhood. Hey,
the church,
did you know the Bennings
church
have
lady.
The Bennings have season tickets? You have to make the season ticket matter. And so I think they've come a ways in listening to their season ticket holders on what they would like, and also making it easier to, you know, purchase tickets, move tickets, whatever you might do. So good on them for doing that, because those are the people that you have to keep the most happy, because they're coming, they're making the financial and emotional investment to. Most of them come to every game. But Trev did say last night they're going to have about, what, 3,700 to 5,000 tickets. They're going to be available per game. And the only game that's not available is Oklahoma, which I think is sold out already. So that's manageable, 3,700 tickets.
Yeah.
Your back end of your schedule is much better. More enticing matchups when Minnesota and Wisconsin come here. But I would say in the current climate, 92% is not bad.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Sam McEwen coming
especially
up at the bottom
given
of the hour.
Yeah. You just haven't won a ton.
Yeah. I mean, people are, you know, it's not the feared, if Mike Riley would have come back for the 18 season, they were thinking the renewal rate would have been about 65%, which would have been devastating.
Yeah.
But 92%, year five, you know, haven't been to a bowl game, not bad. Not bad. You know, I don't know. I don't even know if you start winning and you have great success, you can get back to the 97, 98%. It's just that industry has changed a little bit. But 92%, in my opinion, in today's current climate, is pretty good. All right, also on the show today, Brian Christopherson will stop by, then Brandon Godden, who will be in town as part of the Big Ten Network coverage of the Big Ten Tournament, which starts tomorrow downtown. Weather could be a factor, which is not good on the opening day of the tournament. So we're looking forward to talking to Brandon coming up at about 9:45. All right, we start the hour with Colin. Good morning, Colin.
Gentlemen, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, 3 days, and you know what? School's done. Then we got locker room camp. I'm fired up.
Yeah,
getting ready to go.
We're not. I wish we were participating. We're not, man. We're on the outside looking in for a little bit.
Oh, well, you got the Lamanji rule going on. You guys do what you do.
Wow.
Right?
It's hashtag too early.
No, but, hey, all due respect. You know, I love, you know, it is all love. But a couple takes from this whole helium thing for football. Number one,
it
had to be selective demographics. Because if you're asking people to fire, if people are saying to fire Trev Alberts because of the helium situation, my question to you is this. All right, if they're so worried about that, you know we've become so petty in terms of worrying about helium, because any normal person would go, okay, I'm not going to worry about helium. I'm going to worry about, you know what, let's when we kick off, if we defer, how about we put them in them deep or at least start at the 25 so they can go at 80-plus yards? Or if we're returning it, how about we try to get as close we get to plus yardage, okay, like other side of the 50? And third, why don't we worry about, hey, can we actually score on first and two from the 2-yard line instead of passing it? That's my take. Have a great day, guys. Love you.
Oh, man. We didn't get a chance to congratulate them on their track and field season either. It was pretty impressive.
Well, you can,
I think maybe
Trevor.
This
discussion yesterday and this fantastic first hour discussion now into the second hour is the reason why they're not doing a statewide tour. Man, they're not doing a statewide tour.
Yeah, I know. And it started to really wane last year, right? I mean, a couple of people took a few shots and made a few jokes. It's just...
Well, I think what happened is there were some things that were said in private at those kind of gatherings that got out.
Yep.
And some coaches were very uncomfortable.
I mean, and he even tried to make the best of it. You know, he's like, hey, if I'd have known this was going to be the... I wouldn't come listen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so if the head football coach isn't behind it, you know, you're not coming out in droves to see the bowling coach because they didn't win a national championship this year.
Well, you just keep them coming today, don't you?
Well, they're a female sport in Nebraska. They're supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that the female sports do pretty okay.
But the season is over now, and now we can move on.
And we're going to get different kinds of fruit, not the kind that drags on the ground.
But have you seen the winning percentage, Damon?
Yeah.
How
the big three men's sports? Is that not good? I heard that.
Yeah.
Trev didn't get fired, though. Good morning, Don Juan.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Don Juan DeMarco.
I'm excellent, buddy.
What's up?
Hey, bro, last time they made it to the bowl game was with Mike Riley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
I just wanted to make sure. Hey, man,
hey, little did we know, huh?
Yeah, man.
Back in the day.
Like they forgot about that. They left that little detail out of that little statement, bro. Hey, man, but I was wondering about the quarterback, bro, I seen is like 14-year-old kid that can throw left and right-handed.
Oh,
Mikey Gow.
Yeah, man, somebody showed me that video they had, man.
Well, you see what happened? Lamar Jackson quote tweeted it, so it got a lot of run yesterday.
Shout out to Lamar. Hey, bro, So now they got a two out of three with Boston and Miami. Is that right?
Yes. Yep, 2 out of 3.
All right, G, I know who you picking. DB, who you got?
I'm taking – I took Miami in 7, so I got to stay with it.
Okay, I'm going to pick Boston in 6 since you said that, bro. Hey, but now the boxing, man, with Charlo, bro. I mean, not Charlo, but Tank and Rolly, man. What you got on that, bro?
Yeah, Rolly's going to get smoked.
Everybody say that.
He really is. But here's the thing, though, and I know you're probably not surprised. Did you want to see Canelo in Triple G Part 3?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they deserved it. But see, man, but that's the thing that's wrong with boxing, right? That fight is a guarantee, and the Spence Crawford fight is still in limbo.
I hate
about boxing. Go ahead, bro.
Gosh, I'm going to say this out loud. I'm pretty sure that fight happens.
You were saying September?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that fight happened.
Right, so it's May 24th, so it's
right
4 months away.
I was here in November.
Could be. I mean, it depends. You know, because I think Spence may only have one more fight at 47.
Well, we're hoping so, bro, because from what I was hearing, the mall gonna go up, and then mail gonna go up, so EJ can go up. You know what I mean? So they can kind of all avoid who they trying to avoid.
Well, they better be careful with Benavidez.
Yeah, man, he looked too strong, didn't he, bro?
Man.
See, there's a reason that that dude did not tell Mike Tyson that he wanted any of that smoke.
Don Juan.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in your raise?
Of course.
Okay.
Why would you even ask me that?
Well, because I'm waiting for them to hit stride, and it just is not kind of happened yet. There's, 24-17. Yankees got out to a good start. The Yankees will cool off. I'm just curious.
Oh, you're just trying to make me mad.
No, well, listen, I'm dead dog serious. I'm serious. I don't troll. Yeah, that's not me.
No, but here's my thing, though, bro. Every offseason, whoever you want to, the New York Rats, they add people. You know what I mean? Everybody else add people.
to New York payroll.
We don't. You know what I mean? So I'm not surprised that they, you know, if they get off to a slow start. And then it's been a, you know, what? I don't know how many years in a row, bro, since they tried to really add something to compete, but they still compete, man.
Maybe so around the All-Star break.
Listen, they ain't gonna add nobody, bro.
They're not gonna do that.
Added Nelson Cruz.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
But you need Brandon Lau back.
Yeah, you need another arm.
Hey, man, speaking of baseball, bro, it'd have been nice if y'all had let Nebraska know that the baseball tournament starts today, bro. That would have been cool.
Wow.
Don Juan, I can only do so much. I mean, I got to worry about Balloon Gate this morning. Be good, my man.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, Malcolm.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Omaha's finest.
Yeah, one of them. Oh. Hey, by the way.
I'm not ready to buy into your Yankee thing, even though they've lost three in a row. And my guy, Aaron
Hicks. Well, I told you it was coming.
My Aaron Hicks has got to get going, man.
That's been over.
He's got to get going.
That's been over.
I don't want it to be over. It's one of my friends that play Major League Baseball.
Anytime you hit that many home runs and swing and miss, you're probably capable of going through those stints. You know, you may win 8, 9, 10 in a row and lose 4 or 5 in a row. That's going to happen with them.
Well, the thing to watch is
that was Garrett Cole last night, though.
Is what does the Josh Donaldson thing do to their clubhouse?
You know, can I just say
Major League Baseball.
That didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. Is that a hot take? Are you guys mad at me?
From just a one game suspension?
No, like what he said.
No, I mean there's a level of trash talk, and I'm glad that Major League Baseball acted quickly, and they said, you know what? Whatever comment you make, where you know offending someone, we got to cease that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I say stuff like champ, bud, Sparky, partner.
I mean, you've been on the playing field before. You say stuff to get under someone's skin.
Yeah, maybe it was the context in which he wasn't telling the truth about the history of it, because. The Jackie thing wouldn't have bothered me. But maybe it was just that, you know, he was...
Who it was coming from in his explanation.
Yeah.
Because I think you're finding out now, Josh Donaldson is a douchebag.
Yeah, he goes there.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Kelly called him a douchebag.
He's gone.
Other guys have gone after him.
Kelly's nuts. I remember he and Kelly almost got into it.
His own teammates have made comments about him.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that was just a deal where his reputation... I think it was who said it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously to Tim Anderson, but
Timmy!
I don't know, man. It did move my needle, but then again, he didn't say it to me. I don't know. The one game suspension, though.
The amount of games. Probably should have been more.
If you're going to do it.
I'm glad Major League Baseball acted quickly.
If you're going to do it.
Is it to send a message? 722. Coming up in a little bit, Sam McEwen will stop by.
Are you guys going?
To Memorial Stadium without balloons? Do you know that
that's fine.
After 95 days from now when Nebraska plays a week later, will be the first home game?
Mm.
with no balloons. Craig writes into the Equitable Bank inbox. Are you ready for this question? I'll let you answer this. Wasn't there a similar helium shortage when Dr. Tom was the AD? If memory serves me correct, I think the university didn't sell balloons, but private entrepreneurs did work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't know that they...
I'm not looking for a solution to the balloon deal.
I didn't know that they...
It was just one lick on an ankle.
The university took that over, because I remember it used to be like a groups that would sell them outside of the stadium.
I don't know.
They would make money as...
I thought, whoa.
You know, like a non-for-profit or a college organization would sell those. I just tell people next year, bring your own.
I'm not familiar
bring
with the
own,
balloon
or
experience.
Or bring red smoke that they use in the soccer games, according to Kurt in my DMs.
There's going to be a fair amount of chaos.
Can you imagine that if people did bring smoke to let off when Nebraska scores in the stands? Make it kind of a cool experience. Might lose some older fans. They may not understand. That's okay.
Wow.
Got to turn the stadium over. All right, 7:23.
Oh, man.
We also get into Jimbo Fisher is doubling down again. He's awful aggressive. You got something to hide?
No, he's just mad. He and got... I don't think he appreciated being reprimanded either.
Well, I don't know. Not a lot of people are coming to his defense.
Because he's keeping it going. Well, and Saban tried to apologize.
I don't know. Jimbo is awful. Boy, you're finding your way in front of every mic. Just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yeah, he's got a big season coming up.
Yeah, well, he does. He's currently on the number one hot seat. Not to get fired, but there'll be a lot of attention. Four straight top 10 recruiting classes, fifth best national championship odds. You're in the West Division. You stepped up to the plate. You got to start winning sometime at Texas A&M consistently. Huh. I don't know. You put yourself in that position. Maybe you enjoy that. All right, 7:24, Sharpen Betting in the Morning at 16:20 The Zone.
Previously on The Crossover.
Josh, I think you're onto something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.